We want to wish everyone listening a very good Sunday afternoon as we are live from New Rochelle, New York. As this afternoon, the Monmouth Hawks, winners of four straight, take to the road for an end-of-season MAC contest with the defending regular season champion, the Gaels from Iona. We are live right now, and alongside Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Acapinti, as we welcome you inside the Heinz Athletic Center for this Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference contest. Monmouth comes in, as I said, winners of four straight, most recently a 63-58 road win at St. Peter's this past Thursday. Iona comes in, winners most recently 72-68 over Marist in a game on ESPNU this past Friday. Monmouth 16-12, 12-5 overall. Iona 22-6 and 15-2 in the MAC. As alongside former Monmouth Hawk Steve Bazzaz, I'm Eddie Acapinti. And Steve, this afternoon on a beautiful Sunday after a couple of dreadful days of weather, Monmouth makes the short ride up just north of New York City to New Rochelle for a game with the Gaels team that has been the class of this conference for about the past decade or so, one of the tougher places to play in the league here at Heinz. We should have a good, entertaining game on our hands this afternoon.
Right now, this season, Iona is undefeated at home, and their home record is pretty outstanding in the Tim Clouse era here in New Rochelle. Monmouth caught a huge break as Ryder, without Matt Lopez, their big man in the middle, went down yesterday at home to Niagara. So Monmouth has a chance with a win today to take over second place. Even with a loss today, Eddie, if Monmouth beats Ryder on Thursday night, Monmouth would be in front for the two seed. If they were to then beat Siena the last game of the year, Monmouth would have the two seed if they can beat Ryder on Thursday.
We'll go over the statistics and the standings in the MAC, but Steve, I think we'll lead off where you started. Before we take a look at Monmouth and Iona specifically, last night was one of the, I think, very few blow-up Saturdays that this league has seen. You had Niagara going to Ryder and winning 65-61. You had Canisius going on the road and winning at Quinnipiac after trailing by 7 at the half. You kind of add all that up and look at the standings, and Monmouth woke up today all alone in third at 12-5. But as you said, regardless of the outcome this afternoon against the Gaels, that Thursday game that Monmouth has with Ryder is huge for potential number two seed consideration moving forward. Obviously, we don't want to say today's game is not important, because it is anytime you play the top seed. But those last two at home in the MAC, Monmouth with a chance to win 14 or 15 games in this league, and there really is an outside chance, as you said on our drive up, Monmouth could still be the top seed.
Well, and that's why this game is important, because Monmouth still has a chance, Eddie, to be the top seed in the MAC, and the way to do that is to beat Iona today, and then obviously the Hawks would have to win out. They'd have to beat Ryder on Thursday, beat Siena on Sunday. And what they would need for Iona is for Iona to lose out. And they're 15-2. Is that likely? Probably not. But Monmouth would have to start it today by beating them here at home. And then Iona would have to lose to Manhattan. And then they'd have to lose the last game of the year at St. Peter's. So it's possible. Anybody can beat anybody in this league at St. Peter's. That's not a very easy place to play. So it's certainly possible. So a lot on the line for the Monmouth Hawks this afternoon.
So here's my question then to you, Steve, is we let everyone know, again, this is an all-important contest this afternoon. Monmouth has its most overall in league wins in a season since the 05-06 campaign. They take on an Iona team that has been on a tear of late. They've won 9 consecutive games under head coach Tim Clouse, who every year does a phenomenal job here in New Rochelle. If you're King Rice and the Monmouth Hawks, what's your attitude this afternoon coming into this game? Hostile environment, Sunday afternoon game. It's the only game in the league this afternoon. It's on ESPN3. For my money, do you come in kind of free and easy, or do you come in men on a mission this afternoon?
Well, I think you, if you can combine both those, Monmouth has the opportunity here that regardless of the outcome of this game, they could still be the two seed. So in a way, you can come into this game a little bit more relaxed. At the same time, it's the one seed. They're 15-2. You've already beaten them this year, Monmouth, with the 92-89 win in West Long Branch all the way back in December. I'm sure Iona remembers that, as that's only one of two league losses that Iona has had this season. So Iona's going to be ready to go. I think this is a great chance for Monmouth to send a message to the league that we're for real. Those four wins in a row, we're on a roll right now, and we're trying to send a message to the league that we mean business come March.
Hawks come in, winners of four in a row. Iona, winners of nine in a row. Steve, we know how good this Iona Gales team is. David Lowry and A.J. English, the best 1-2 punch in the conference. They may be getting Isaiah Williams back this afternoon. He is as game time, a game time decision as it gets. Their other pieces, well documented and phenomenal. Kelvin Amayo is one of the better do-everything guys in the league, and they probably have the rookie of the year in Cedric Kazmir. What do you have to say about this Iona team that just looks so, so powerful?
Well, they're absolutely loaded offensively. They, obviously, A.J. English and David Lowry are phenomenal. A 1-2 punch, like you said. Lowry is one of the most versatile guys, not only in the league, but in the country. He can get his baskets underneath. He can step out and shoot the three. He can put it on the floor. He can really do everything and is an absolute matchup nightmare. A.J. English is, to me, the player of the year, but if David Lowry got it, I would understand. A.J. English is just a phenomenal basketball player. Makes the whole thing go for them. They want to get up and down the floor in a hurry. A.J. English is a guy that facilitates that. And then Cedric Kazmir, as a freshman, is shooting over 45% from three, leads the team in three-point shooting. He is a lights-out three-point shooter, plays a great role for them. And they've won nine games in a row without Isaiah Williams, by the way.
Exactly, and they will only be getting better as they get him back eventually from injury. Steve?
Isaiah Williams is shooting 55% in MAC play. He's only played six MAC games because of his foot injury, but 55% from three, Isaiah Williams. We'll see if he gets in the game tonight.
He was available their last time out against Marist. Warmed up, was in uniform, did not play in that game. Same thing potentially holds true this afternoon. He's in uniform, he's warming up, but we're not sure if he'll go this afternoon. This is our pregame show presented by First Atlantic Credit Union. Visit firstatlanticcu.com for more information on their tremendous banking opportunities. Monmouth and Iona just about ready to get it going. Steve, real quick, 30 seconds, your keys to this afternoon's game.
Well, Monmouth has won a huge size advantage against Iona. We saw the zone really give them problems in West Long Branch, especially the big guys. David Lowry didn't have a huge game in that because of the bigs and the zone. Now, English and Kazmir ended up having a big shooting game. We'll see what Monmouth wants to do there. And also, Monmouth's depth. They go 9-10 deep. Iona only goes about 6 deep. So we'll see how the depth and the size play out for the Monmouth Hawks this afternoon.
Monmouth and Iona just about ready to get things rolling. It's a pretty electric atmosphere in here for a Sunday afternoon. Gales have won 9 straight. Monmouth has won 4 straight. When we come back from our first time out during our first Atlantic Credit Union pregame show, we'll give you the starting lineups and we'll have the tip for you between Monmouth and Iona. You'll hear it right here on 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com, the free radio pup app. As we go to break, presented by Barnabas Health. Barnabas Health is a proud supporter of Monmouth Athletics, barnabashealth.org. We're back in 2.5 minutes for the tip and the starting lineup between Monmouth and Iona here on your only source for Hawks basketball all season long, the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. We welcome you back inside the Heinz Athletic Center. Monmouth and Iona just about ready to tip things off. Only game in the MAC this afternoon between the first and third place teams. And we take a look at our starting lineups for Monmouth. It's presented by Surf Pro of Eatontown Long Branch. Visit surfproeatontownlongbranch.com. Justin Robinson, Max DeLeo, Deion Jones, your starting backcourt. The front court has been unchanged for the majority of the season. Sophomore Zach Tillman and fifth-year senior Brees Kofani, the lineup that fourth-year head man King Rice sent to the court. For Iona, the best and most talented team in the league. Their backcourt is very good. Cedric Kazmir, the do-everything freshman, one of the better long-range shooters in this league, is joined in the backcourt by junior A.J. English, a player who has NBA scouts visiting him just about every game. Kelvin Amayo gets the start as well in the backcourt. Ryden Hines, a 6'10 sophomore, and 6'9 senior David Lowry start for head coach Tim Kluse in his fifth season here in New Rochelle.
Eddie, looking back at the game in West Long Branch, that was a 92-89 win for the Monmouth Hawks. both teams shot over 50%. And what was alarming to me in that game was some of the easy baskets that Monmouth was able to get. That's one of Iona's shortcomings. They have a few. One of is that defensively, they're not very good, to be very honest. It doesn't seem like they take too much pride on the defensive end, and with their lack of size, they don't really have anybody protecting the rim. What do they want to do? They want to just outscore you every game, and they do have the capability to do that with the players that they have. And also their lack of depth. I think that's three very important things that we'll see if that can catch up to them in MAC play.
Just about ready for tip here. This afternoon's game is on ESPN3. Steve, take a look out on the floor right now. And the one thing that I noticed that's a little different for Monmouth, how about Justin Robinson sporting a different do this afternoon? He has that Odell Beckham tight on the sides, a little coloring up top of the hair. Looking good.
I like it. And with the way Justin Robinson's playing, Eddie, I think he can do whatever he wants with his hairdo.
Oh, yeah, can pretty much wear whatever he wants, and I'm going to be fine with it. I'll tell you what, Justin goes out and scores 30 today. I'm doing that for Thursday.
I'd like to see that.
Just about ready for tip. Monmouth and Iona, both teams on the floor. It's David Lowry and Breeze Kofondi to tip things off. Monmouth moving right to left, Iona left to right. And we are underway from the first half from the Hines Athletic Center as Iona will control, moving left to right. Monmouth comes out man-to-man to begin this game. A.J. English will start things off. David Lowry, he's drawn by Zach Tillman to begin things here for Monmouth. A.J. English now has it on the right wing, being guarded by Max DeLeo. His cross-court pass intercepted by Justin Robinson. Robinson to the lane, misses the shot. DeLeo misses the tip. Ryden Hines pulls a rebound down. He's tied up by Justin Robinson, so Monmouth will keep the ball. 30 seconds gone by.
A lazy pass by A.J. English. Robinson reads the play, steals it, couldn't finish, but forces the jump ball, and Monmouth has it baseline out of bounds.
Today's game brought to you in part by Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day as Monmouth inbounds the ball. No score yet in this first half. Monmouth moving to our left. Robinson being guarded by English. Throws down low for Kofani. Kick out to DeLeo. They swing it around to Robinson, top of the key. Robinson throws down low to Tillman. Spins on Hines. Little lefty shot is missed. Kofani dunk follow for Monmouth's first two.
We talk about Monmouth's size against Iona. They dump the ball into Tillman. First play. And then Kofani follows it up, being active on the glass.
You could maybe make the case, Steve, that one of Monmouth's bigger advantages in this game is down low, as Kazmir crosses over and is long on a three. Deion Jones pulls down the rebound. Jones rushes it into the front court. Gets it back from Max DeLeo. Deion attacks the basket. It's poked out of bounds by Lowry. Monmouth will inbound.
And in West Long Branch, Monmouth 42 points in the paint to Iona's 26, and that was all the way back in December. But again, I think Monmouth can attack the rim with the lack of shot blockers that Iona has.
Steve, can you also make the case that Monmouth playing much better defensively this time around than when the first time these two teams played?
Absolutely, and I think Iona wants to make it a track meet as Tillman puts in a bucket down low. Iona wants to make it a track meet. Monmouth wants to grind you out a little bit more than that.
Zach Tillman makes that shot. It's 4-0 Monmouth. 90 seconds gone by. Iona works it around the perimeter. David Lowry is long on that three. Offensive rebound, Kelvin Amayo. Finds a cutting Lowry. He is fouled on the way up. He'll have a couple of free throws coming with 18:23 to go in our first half.
Tillman's got to be straight up there. He hits Lowry as Lowry puts his shoulder down. Tillman's got to do a better job. And this is something for his development, too, because he always gets called for this foul. He's got to be straight up and vertical and use his body.
David Lowry at the foul line, one of the most complete players, not just in the MAC, but in the country. Leads Iona in scoring, 20.5 a game. Rebounds, 9.7. 72 assists, second on the team. 22 steals. He goes 2-for-2. It's now 4-2. Iona pressuring up here. Robinson picks up his dribble. Monmouth advances it into the front court. Robinson gets instructions from Coach Rice, being guarded by the much taller and longer English. Robinson drives around him. Dribble handoff for Deion Jones. Jones to the floater. Misses it short. Kofani's tip is no good. Loose ball rebound tipped out to Zach Tillman. Tillman, cross-court find to Robinson. He throws right corner for Jones. Now back to Robinson, top of the key for three. Put it in. He rattles it home to give Monmouth a 7-2 lead.
And it looked like Iona dropped into a 2-3 that possession. It looked a lot like Manhattan's 2-3 that they like to run. Robinson gets an open look off the offensive rebound.
Hawks, nice beginning to this game. In front, 7-2 against Iona. 2.5 minutes gone by. Kazmir hands off to David Lowry. His flat-footed three is up and good. Whistle here, and Zach Tillman, Steve, bleeding from the lip, so he'll have to come out. Chris Brady will come in.
And that's a tough guard for Zach Tillman there. The dribble handoff to David Lowry. He can't press up too much on Lowry because he'll go right by him. Lowry says, you know what, I'll just shoot the three and knock it down.
A 40% three-point shooter. He's only taken now 53 threes on the season. For a guy who's big and really athletic, he doesn't get a lot of height on that jump shot either. Kind of a flat-footed shot. Hawks in front, 7-5, moving the ball here. Brice Kofani throws one away down low. It leads to a Kelvin Amayo break. Kazmir, beautiful finish in transition. We're all tied at 7.
And that's what they're going to do to you when you turn the ball over. Defense into offense. Kofani, very poor pass, trapped in the corner, tried to thread the needle with a bounce pass. And then Iona comes right down the other way with a Kazmir layup.
5 in a row for the Gales. Tie this game at 7, under 17 to go in the first half. Deion Jones to the drive, pulls up inside the foul line and knocks it down.
Iona again, not known for their defense, just a simple ball screen. That was another 2-3, simple ball screen. Deion Jones gets in the lane, knocks down the jumper.
Iona swings it around the perimeter. Ryden Hines, the big guy, rises and fires to give Iona an 8-7 lead.
Ryden Hines shoots over 40% from three. It seems like every player they have shoots over 40% from three.
Deion Jones drive to the basket, puts it in. Mammoth back in front, 11-10. Great flow to this game early on. English fires a three. That one's off the iron. It leads to a leak out. Brady finds Robinson on an outlet pass. Robinson to Max DeLeo. Pumps it three. Back over to Robinson. Robinson throws down low Kofani. Tried to bounce it to Brady. It was intercepted by Kazmir. Kazmir, one on two, back the other way. Around DeLeo, and he's fouled on the way up with 15:59 to go in the first half.
That's two poor passes now from Kofani. Now Kofani caught the ball on the right block. Chris Brady made the right play. He dove to the basket, but that pass wasn't there. The pass that was there was the diagonal skip to Deion Jones because Brady brought the defense with him. Kofani's got to see that.
Steve, Mammoth in front, 11-10, 15:59 to go in the first half. Quickly, how do you love the pace of this game?
It's a lot of fun. This is the way basketball should be played, Eddie.
Hawks and Gales, neck and neck. Mammoth up one, and we step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Network. The Boathouse Bar and Grill is a proud supporter of Mammoth Athletics. BoathouseBarandGrill.com and follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar. Mammoth 11, Iona 10, 15:59 to go in our first half. You know, Steve, the other night, Mammoth's game against St. Peter's, I don't think it was 11-10 with 5 minutes to go in the half. Obviously a different animal this afternoon. The Gales average over 80 a game, the top scoring team in the MAC.
Well, after playing St. Peter's the other night and now playing Iona, I think baskets are going to seem so much easier. St. Peter's really guards you and packs the lane, one of the top defensive teams in the league. Iona, on the other hand, they just want to outscore you. And we see that Mammoth has gotten a lot of easy baskets so far in the first half.
Mammoth shooting 50%. That's the same number Iona is shooting in the first half, Steve. Hawks 5 out of 10 early on. Cedric Kazmir at the line for Iona, averaging 15.5 points per game. I think we can get rid of how I'm going to preface my next statement, because it's been, as he misses his first free throw, he's only a 90% foul shooter. Everyone says he's the odds-on favorite to win MAC Rookie of the Year. He's the MAC Rookie of the Year. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I think it's a virtual lock. And Kazmir had 29 points against the Mammoth Hawks in West Long Branch back in December. 8 of 15 from 3. He knocked down 8 threes in that game.
Mammoth having some difficulty inbounding it here. They do eventually cross the timeline. With Mammoth and Iona all tied at 11 after Kazmir goes 1 of 2. Max DeLeo drives. He is fouled as Ryden Hines was in the restricted area. So DeLeo will have 2 free throws. Let's reset the lineups for both teams. Iona's lineup remains unchanged from their starting 5. Mammoth has countered with Andrew Nicholas for the first time as he's come on for Kofani. 2 free throws coming for Max DeLeo with 15 minutes, 51 seconds remaining in the first half. DeLeo makes his first one.
A nice strong take there by DeLeo, driving baseline to the right hand. Hines a little late coming over, gets caught in the restricted area.
DeLeo's second free throw is also good. Hawks go in front by 2. Iona's 15-2. Obviously one of those 2 losses was to this Mammoth team, as Steve referenced earlier, 92-89 back in December at the MAC. Iona into their half-court offense. Kazmir throws right wing to Hines. Hines throws to David Lowry, right block, being guarded by Chris Brady. Cross-court find to Hines. He throws top of the key, Kazmir. Kazmir one-on-one with Nicholas. Drive and kick into the corner. Lowry dribbles into the lane. Little shot is up and good over Nicholas.
Good health defense there by Nicholas as Lowry faked Brady out, went by him. Nicholas stepped up to guard, and I liked how Brady went and double-teamed Lowry on that play, but he's just very good. Gets a shot up on the rim and knocks it down.
And Steve, was Monmouth defending Lowry a little too far out to the line there?
I think Brady closed him out because Lowry already hit a shot, so it was a good closeout. You just got to control it and not get beat so bad.
Deion Jones long on that jump shot. Rebound comes down to Hines. Iona back to our right. Lowry drive and kick. Amayo drive and kick. Corner right, and Hines three is in and out. Rebound comes down to Max DeLeo. Monmouth and Iona all tied at 13. Robinson, beautiful cross-court find to Nicholas. Extra pass down low. Jones, good in the foul. What a well-executed couple of passes. Deion Jones gives Monmouth a two-point lead and a chance for three.
Eddie, you are the social media guy. I tweeted out something not too long ago that said the diagonal pass is the best pass in basketball. Justin Robinson goes diagonal to Andrew Nicholas. That draws the defense to him, and then Nicholas drops it down to Deion Jones, who goes up strong, puts it in, and one. All set up by the diagonal pass from Justin Robinson to Andrew Nicholas. The best pass in basketball.
Steve, what day was that? I'm going to go back and favorite if I haven't yet.
Duke, North Carolina game.
Oh, there it is. 3 days ago. My man at Steve Bazzaz. Give him a follow. I don't mind that at all. You give Robinson if you can almost as Jones converts that three-point play. I know I've said this before. You almost want to give Robinson that second assist. Nicholas will get the assist, but it was the Robinson pass that set the whole thing up.
Absolutely.
Hawks in front, 16-13. We've played 5.5 minutes in the first half. Cedric Kazmir dribbling top of the key. Throws left wing. A.J. English has been not usually quiet as he quickly shoots a three. That one way short. Brady saves it from going out of bounds and then throws it away. Right to Lowry. To the basket. No good, but he'll go to the line for two. Why in the world would Chris Brady save it under his own basket to nobody in particular?
Man, that's a tough play right there because I can actually understand with the ball right next to you, you want to grab it and be able to run. And Monmouth likes to run off missed shots, so I understand that end of it. But Brady gets the ball, and he's falling out of bounds. Deion Jones is not used to getting an outlet. That's not his job. So Deion Jones is running down the floor, not looking for an outlet. And that's who Chris Brady threw it to. And you don't want to give up points like that either. You know, that's two free points now, potentially, for Iona here on that miscue.
Lowry makes his first one. Ibn Muhammad, the junior from Laurel, Maryland, checks in for the Gales. Lowry makes them both. Monmouth in front, 16-15. Freshman Austin Tillman into the game for Monmouth. Little one-on-one with Kazmir. Same year, same position. That's where the similarities end. Tillman looks like a grown man next to Cedric Kazmir. Colin Stewart in the game. He's being guarded by David Lowry. Throws back to Tillman around a Brady screen. Tillman loses it. It goes out of bounds. And Iona will get it with 13:53 to go in the first half.
Kazmir really guarded Tillman tight on that possession. Tillman struggled with the ball pressure and then ends up kicking the ball out of bounds.
You know, Steve, if I'm Austin Tillman, I give it the old Mark Jackson when I'm being guarded by him. Just give him the butt and back him down the whole court.
The post up from half court.
13:45 to go in this first half. Monmouth in front by one. Muhammad, who runs the point at this lineup with English and Kazmir, they're all point guards on the floor. Little pick and roll with Lowry and English. Lowry in the lane to the basket, loses it on the way up, gets his own rebound, but wave it off. Offensive foul will be called on David Lowry.
Wow, push-off call there on Lowry is, you don't usually see a potential player of the year get that called on him. I thought it was a little bit of a touch call. But Chris Brady has now fallen for the head fake three or four times this half. He's now going to be coming out, Kofani back in. Maybe Kofani can use his length, although Lowry has now gone to the bench. So maybe Kofani, when Lowry comes back in, can use his length and not get faked out that bad on the ball fake.
Iona pressuring up Monmouth. Monmouth breaks that pressure. Austin Tillman to the basket. Wave it away. Offensive foul is the call on Austin Tillman. And he knocked over Ibn Muhammad. Steve, tough call to go against the Monmouth freshman.
Austin Tillman just went up for a layup, and Muhammad was in his way, but Tillman didn't lower his shoulder. He just raised up for a layup. That's just not a good call.
Well, he's just stronger than Ibn Muhammad, who goes 5'9", 155. Tillman's just bigger.
Yep.
Tough call. Wave that basket away. Muhammad's still just in front by a point. A.J. English, dribble handoff. Gives it off to Vangelis Bebis. Bebis picks up his dribble, now hands off to Kazmir. Kazmir driving kick to Muhammad in the right corner. Muhammad makes Colin Stewart slip. He recovers as now English has it top of the key with 12 on the shot clock. English around a screen, throws it into the corner. They now go a little pick and roll, and Kofani with a big block on Jared Dublin, but he got it off the glass. It'll be a goaltend, and Iona will now go in front 17-16.
And Dublin went to the basket. Oh, I'm sorry. Andrew Nicholas really helped too far on the drive there. I don't know why he was helping so far up. I thought Kofani was guarding fine. Nicholas helped too far, left his man, and then Dublin was able to get that lay-in.
Deion Jones drives all the way to the basket. He misses. Kofani up and good with his putback. Monmouth goes back in front, 18-17.
Kazmir was trying to box out Kofani. Had no chance on that one.
Foul called here. We'll go on Monmouth's Deion Jones. Game reset, 12:33 to go in our first half. Hawks in front, 18-17. Reset the Monmouth lineup for you. Austin Tillman, Deion Jones, Andrew Nicholas, Colin Stewart, Breeze Kofani, A.J. Inglis, Cedric Kazmir, Jelani Dublin, Vangelis Bebis, and Ibn Muhammad, the five Iona Gaels. Monmouth goes 2-3 on this out of bounds. Kazmir has it top of the key. Throws it right wing to Muhammad. Swings it back left side to Kazmir. They play catch on the perimeter with 16 on the shot clock. Throws top of the key. Muhammad, quick fire to Kazmir. His triple is good.
Monmouth likes to go zone. Baseline out of bounds. And then they stayed in the 2-3. And you worry about that against the Iona shooters. I think Deion Jones has to play the passing lane better. Austin Tillman, another turnover against the Kazmir pressure.
Colin Stewart's great hustle. The only reason that won't go down, Steve, as a turnover. He ran all the way in the backcourt and then threw the ball off of Bebis out of bounds. So Monmouth will inbound with 11 minutes, 53 seconds to go in the first half. But Iona has discovered something, Steve. It's 20-18 Gaels as we have this media timeout on the floor, and they are making it very difficult for Austin Tillman when he's in the game to break their pressure.
And that's definitely scouting report. Austin Tillman struggles against really, really quick guards. Kazmir has been all over him since he's been in the game. Since that last turnover, Justin Robinson has come to the scores table. He'll be coming in for Austin Tillman.
Iona leads Monmouth 20-18. 11 minutes, 53 seconds to go in our first half as we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Joe's Pizza 3 at 230 Wall Street in West Long Branch, right next to Stevens Drugs, is proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. 732-222-1027. Joe's Pizza Long Branch.com. Iona 20, Monmouth 18, 11:53 to go here in our first half from the Heinz Athletic Center. We're in New Rochelle, New York, as Iona leads Monmouth by two. And Steve, we talked about how good Iona is offensively. You've also mentioned their deficiencies on the defensive side, but it looks as though what they want to do is just force extra possessions. They're going to pressure up on Monmouth, and they've already forced in this game six turnovers for the Hawks.
Yeah, and a lot has to do with the way Kazmir was guarding Austin Tillman. Really pressured him, took advantage of Austin Tillman's lack of speed. Now, what you said is that Tillman's got to be able to use his body to protect himself against the smaller Kazmir. I'm sure King Rice will tell him that. On the sideline, Robinson's checking back in. Some of the other Monmouth turnovers were just some poor decisions by Breeze Kofani trying to force passes from that short corner area on the floor. Sometimes you just have to make the simple play. I do think what's open, though, if he catches the ball there, is that diagonal skip pass to the other side of the floor.
Just about ready to resume out of this timeout. 11:53 to go in the first half. Iona 20, Monmouth 18. Mentioned how much of a stark contrast this game is from Monmouth's game on Thursday night in Jersey City against St. Peter's. Have we gotten stats, by the way, or am I just...
We have not.
All right, well, if we look at the... There you go, on the board. We can get some up there.
You know, Eddie, just going back and looking at the box scores here, the most points Monmouth scored in the paint all season long was two games. One against Bethune-Cookman where they scored 42, and the other game was against Iona where they scored 42 as well. If you're the Monmouth Hawks, keep attacking the basket.
Now, Steve, do you think teams against Iona fall in love with maybe the three and other things? They forget to run their offense.
Iona wants to speed you up and force you to take shots you're not used to normally taking. So, yes, I would think that that's what Iona wants you to do.
Colin Stewart has it on the right wing for Monmouth. 15 on the shot clock. as he returns it to Justin Robinson. I actually think this is a game Colin Stewart might have a really good game if he can get open looks and out in transition. We'll see what happens as Robinson dribbles himself over to the right wing. Down low, he throws to Jones. Top of the key, Nicholas. Nicholas picks up his dribble. Kofani at the foul line. His jumper is off the front of the iron. Loose ball foul goes on Deion Jones.
And that will be Jones' second foul now as he picked up a little bit of a touch one earlier on.
Second on Jones, six.
Jones had 18 when these two teams met earlier on in the year, and Jones has been playing lights out as of late. He had a big performance in Jersey City on Thursday night.
Jones was battling down low with Vangelis Bebis, who he's giving up about, well, he's only listed at 184, but he looks like a bigger player than that. As A.J. English has it top of the key, Jones draws that assignment defensively. Skip pass into the right corner. Ibn Muhammad drives around Colin Stewart. High off the glass is missed. Put back attempt by Jelani Dublin is missed. He kicks it out to A.J. English. English over on the left wing to Kazmir. His three is off the mark. Kofani pulls down the rebound, and he is fouled by Bebis in the backcourt with 10:44 to go in the first half.
Oh, good job by Kofani cleaning up that first one. Muhammad goes by Stewart, forces the Kofani help. Dublin had a wide-open offensive rebound layup. He missed it. And then the Hawks caught a break as English put up a three off of their offensive rebound. Couldn't make it.
Monmouth inbounding it here. Nicholas inbounds to Robinson as he and Nicholas will advance it. If King Rice and Rick Callahan fans sound a little louder today than normal, it's because Steve and I are sitting right next to them. So we're right next to the bench, which is good for some TV time for us. Got to watch our microphone sometimes. 10 minutes, 25 seconds to go in this first half. Monmouth with the basketball, moving to our left. Max DeLeo has it on the wing, wants Kofani down low, throws down low to Kofani. Finds Stewart back door, but an errant pass goes out of bounds. That's the third time, Steve, that Brees Kofani's tried to find a cutter. He's 0 for 3.
Well, the first two were his fault. This last one was a great cut by Colin Stewart. He just got to catch the ball. He was wide open for a layup.
Andrew Nicholas takes a seat. Monmouth goes back to the bigger lineup as Zach Tillman comes in. It's Tillman, Kofani, Stewart, DeLeo, and Robinson.
We'll see if Tim Clues here counters with David Lowry with Tillman back in the game.
Yeah, Lowry's been on the bench for a couple of minutes. Midway point first half, Iona leads Monmouth by two. Dublin on the left wing, hands off to English. English has yet to score in this game, throws left corner, Kelvin Amayo. Amayo draws the cover of Kofani with 14 on the shot clock. Dribbles himself into the paint. Cross court find to Muhammad. Works its way back to Kazmir, top of the key. Eight on the shot clock. Kazmir behind the back to the lane. Leave behind pass for Amayo, and a foul is called on Zach Tillman with three on the shot clock.
What an impressive player Kazmir is. He might have gotten away with a push off and a hold of Justin Robinson, but Kazmir, very, very talented and crafty player, along with a lights-out three-point shooter.
Yeah, he shoots three-pointers at 45%. Iona, as a team, shoots 41%. Amayo at the line, missing his first one. Just a 51% free-throw shooter. Kazmir looks like he's, generously, a sophomore in high school, but he is an absolute cold-blooded shooter from the outside as Amayo goes 0 for 2 and Max DeLeo pulls down the rebound. He's about Kazmir. He's listed 5'10", 150. And if you look at his headshot, you almost wonder, yeah, he's not 18. I'm just jealous how young he looks. 9:25 to go in this first half. After a hot start, the teams have cooled down. It's still 20-18 Iona. Justin Robinson has it poked away by Amaya. He'll throw it down with one hand to give Iona a four-point lead.
Now, it's amazing with how many times the Hawks have turned the ball over in this game that it's only a four-point game. A lot of unforced, careless turnovers by the Monmouth Hawks in the first 11 minutes.
9 minutes to go in this first half. Justin Robinson picks up his dribble. He calls timeout with exactly nine to go here in our first half. Iona 22, Monmouth 18, 30-second timeout taken by King Rice. All right, Steve, we've seen 11 minutes in this game. We've seen the Iona we expect, up and down, back and forth. What do you do now if you're Monmouth to counter? These two teams played earlier this year. Monmouth just outran Iona. They won 92-89. Looks as though this afternoon could be a little bit different.
Well, I think Monmouth has to start taking better care of the ball. Once we get an updated stat sheet, we'll see how many turnovers there are, but as of right now on my own, I'm thinking about six or seven but Monmouth with seven turnovers in the first 11 minutes of the first half. Now, they could be on pace for 15, 16 turnovers in this game. That's way too many against Iona because they're so good offensively. You don't want to give them extra chances. You can't turn the ball over. You can't give up offensive rebounds.
Monmouth comes out of their timeout. DeLeo Robinson, Zach Tillman, Kofani, and Deion Jones. Hawks still shooting it well from the floor, but as Steve said, struggle to maintain possession. Deion Jones around a screen, pulls up for two and knocks it down to cut this to a two-point game.
A nice response there off the timeout. Deion Jones gets the ball screen, two dribbles into the lane, and he knocks down the pull-up jump shot.
8:40 to go in this first half. Iona moving it here. Muhammad throws to Amayo, top of the key. Amayo dribbling at the foul line, throws down low. Obstruction was blocked. Tillman came away with a steal. Let's go back the other way. Max DeLeo to the rim. Good in the foul. DeLeo ties it at 22. Mohamed throwing up at Iona. What they do to teams, a little front court pressure. And DeLeo with a chance for three.
A very careless, lazy pass by Amayo results in a Mohamed fast break. And Robinson pitches up to Max DeLeo. DeLeo goes strong to the rim. Mohamed really just tried to get out of the way. Ended up contacting DeLeo just a little bit. And now Max is going to the line for the three-point play.
Mohamed's shooting 50% in this first half. As Max DeLeo misses the free throw, Bebas pulls down the rebound. 22 all with 8:20 to go in our first half. Illegal screen here. Vangelis Bebas trying to set one for A.J. English. And he'll pick up the foul as DeLeo was caught up.
That's a great call right there by that official. As Bebas actually, what he did is that he stuck out the rear end, Eddie. As the ball screen, Robinson was trying to get over the top. You got to stay still no matter if it's a shoulder, an elbow, a knee, or a rear end.
You can't do the little poke out. Coming up on the 8-minute mark, Monmouth and Iona all tied at 22. Zach Tillman throws top of the key to Robinson. Robinson gets switched off on Lowry. Spins in the lane. Nice pass to Jones. His reverse layup is missed. Rebound, A.J. English.
Jones tried to hang in the air to go to the other side. Might have been better off just going up strong on that side, trying to force the foul on Lowry.
Iona into their offense here. 25 on the shot clock. Kazmir around a Lowry screen. Dribbles it now to A.J. English. English throws to Lowry, top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Gets to the basket now. Around Tillman, too high, as Tillman pulls down the rebound. Robinson into the front court, all tied at 22. Robinson to the basket, changes directions. Oh, what a lay-in by Robinson to give Monmouth a two-point lead.
What a move as English now throws the ball out of bounds behind Kazmir. But Justin Robinson going hard to the left side of the rim and then puts up a righty layup going away from the basket with that spin. Great job by Robinson.
7:18 to go in our first half. Monmouth, after trailing 22-18, now in front 24-22. Steve, what's the biggest thing you've noticed, the change in Monmouth the last couple minutes to now regain the lead?
Well, they've gotten some stops, they've gotten some turnovers, and they've been able to run out in transition.
Hawks up to 7:18 to go in our first half. We step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Scala's Pizza is proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. 732-222-8728 or scalaspizzeria.com. Monmouth in front of Iona, 24-22, 7:18 to go in our first half. Haven't given you the officials yet. Our game officials, John Gaffney, Donnie Epley, and Gary Tracy.
Right now, looking at the stat sheet, Eddie, Monmouth shooting at over 52%. Iona only at 41%. So Monmouth doing a decent job defensively against the Gales. Right now, the big number for the Monmouth Hawks, 8 turnovers to start this game, 3 from Kofani and 3 from Austin Tillman.
Monmouth inbounding, moving to our left. That's a big deal because Iona shoots 47% from the floor as a team. Robinson drives on Kazmir to the rim. He's fouled. 7:05 to go, first half. Robinson with 2 free throws coming up.
Even Muhammad was on Deion Jones there, and Jones is about 6'5". Muhammad's probably about 5'8". They couldn't find him in the post. Deion Jones clears out of the way, and then Robinson crossover move gets to the rim and draws the foul.
Robinson makes his first free throw, putting Monmouth in front by 3. Talked about it a couple times. Monmouth defeated Iona back on December the 7th, 92-89, as Robinson goes 2-for-2 putting Monmouth in front 26-22.
I wonder if A.J. English is going to start shooting the ball a little more in this game. Right now, only 0 of 2 from the floor.
As yet to score in this game as Lowry is fouled going to the rim. With 6 minutes, 55 seconds to go, that foul goes on Zach Tillman. It'll be foul number 3 on Zach. So, Steve, we probably have seen the last of him until about midway point in the second half, as Lowry will shoot 2 with 6:55 to go.
You know, sometimes matchups and style of play and pace of play favors other players. And Austin Tillman and Zach Tillman, this game, it might be just too fast for them, to be quite honest with you. Austin Tillman really struggled when he was in there, and Zach Tillman guarding David Lowry, he has struggled doing that. So that's why you have a deep team, and you can go to different lineups. Brady coming in for Zach Tillman.
Lowry goes 1 of 2. Monmouth up 3. 6:50 to go here in the second half. And Iona, for the first time, shows a little bit of a zone look, Steve. And they actually put Lowry up front in the zone, and they put Muhammad and English down low. It's almost a 3-2 instead of a 2-3. They throw the alley into Leo. It goes in and out. Brady there to put it back up and in, and Monmouth goes back up by 5.
You know what I find amazing, Eddie, is that Monmouth runs that lob play a lot against a 2-3 zone, and it seems to work every time. I'm just surprised that teams don't know it's coming more often. DeLeo made a great catch there. Couldn't finish it, but Brady was there to clean it up. That's Monmouth's 7th offensive rebound of the first half.
Hawks up 28-23. English little pick and roll with Ryden Hines. Hines loses it out of bounds. Monmouth will get it back. And, Steve, it looks as though that Monmouth defense starting to wear a little bit on Iona. They've kind of kept them around this 22-23 mark the last 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, Monmouth doing a good job defensively. Iona not shooting a high percentage from the floor. They've already taken 10 free throws in this half. Monmouth has to do a better job of not bailing them out. You know, I thought David Lowry went strong to the lane. Tillman bails him out with the foul. You got Brees Kofani coming over from the weak side to block shots.
6 minutes exactly to go in the first half. Robinson dribble handoff. It's Deion Jones top of the key being guarded by Amayo. He throws left corner to Kofani. Return pass Jones. 18 on the shot clock. Amayo pressures up on Deion Jones. Nice crossover by Deion. Picks up his dribble. Throws to Kofani. Pulls a long two. And he put it in. Monmouth up 30-23.
Kofani showing that he can knock down that shot. The nice roll after the screen. Knocks down the 16-footer.
5:30 to go in the first half. Lowry's cross-court pass. Picked up by Muhammad. To the rim. Can't finish. Deion Jones pulls it down.
Credit Brees Kofani coming over on the help there.
Hawks up 7 and running. DeLeo finds Kofani who lays it in. Monmouth goes on top 32-23. And Tim Kloos takes a timeout with 5:22 to go in the first half.
Well, how about the Monmouth Hawks getting stops and then getting and turning those stops into offense. Iona not doing a good job with their transition defense. Monmouth getting, again, a lot of easy baskets at the rim.
56% from the floor. Monmouth, despite 8 turnovers in this first half, Steve, look at the balance scoring. 8 points for Kofani and Jones. 7 for Robinson. 4 for DeLeo. Monmouth is doing it from a variety of different parts, and they lead Iona. Now, let's not get too excited. You know the Gales run is coming, but for the first 15 minutes of the first half, incredibly impressive performance by Monmouth.
And just think, if they haven't turned the ball over in this game, what the score could look like right now. You made a great point there, Eddie. It's just a matter of time before Iona bangs down 2 or 3 threes in a row, and it's a whole new ball game. But Monmouth doing a great job of turning defense into offense and also not turning the ball over in the last 5 minutes.
Don't forget, too, A.J. English hasn't scored yet. Monmouth defensively here. Amayo has it on the right wing for Iona, being checked by Jones. They go high-low to Lowry. David Lowry, nice catch and finish around Chris Brady.
Brady gets caught, fronting Lowry, the nice high-low look. Monmouth has to do a better job on help side. But I don't necessarily know if Brady has to front that, because he outsizes Lowry so much, he can just go straight up if Lowry catches the ball in the post.
4:45 to go in the first half. Monmouth possessing up 7. Robinson has it top of the key. Couple of moves, pulls up from the right elbow. That one too strong. Kofani with a big rebound, but he loses it out of bounds. Iona will get it back.
I thought Kofani grabbed a nice rebound in traffic there, and the ball got hit out of his hands from one of the Gales, but going the other way.
English, Hines, Amayo, Kashmir, and Lowry. The Iona starting five in the game. Monmouth 2-3 for the first time in this game. English throws right wing Kashmir. They find Lowry at the foul line, but he loses it. Brady with a steal. Monmouth with numbers. Diagonal pass Robinson to Jones. His little pull-up is off the back iron, and a loose ball foul will keep things on that end of the floor with 4:12 to go in the first half. The loose ball foul will go on David Lowry for Iona. That is foul number... Is that his third foul? The officials are going to... Steve, now the officials are having a word. And I think they're going to change the foul call.
They're not coming to change nothing.
We're looking at it here. It looked... Lowry was the player that grabbed the rebound, Steve. They're going to go the monitor. And if I was a wagering man, I don't think you go to the monitor to not change a foul call. They're showing the replay here. I think it is Lowry. It's Lowry, the player that watched. Pushes Brady in the back, and this is visual. He does it right there.
Yep.
The foul's going to go on, and the officials are looking at the monitor. We'll reset the game. 4:12 to go in our first half. Monmouth up 32-25. They just showed the replay three or four times on the big board here at Hines. That foul should stay to David Lowry.
It should. Unfortunately, there's a player right next to Lowry who they could say fouled him, but that was definitely Lowry who initiated the contact and pushed off there. It's amazing how two different people can look at that replay and say, oh no, Lowry definitely touched him, and then I'm looking at the Iona bench and I'm seeing Tim Clue say, oh no, he definitely didn't touch him, but Kazmir's, oh, it's definitely
it's
David
not even
Lowry.
Close.
It's not even close. Kazmir's not even near the play.
It's not even close. The foul is on David Lowry.
Yep.
Awful job, by the way, with the Jeopardy music during the replay. As someone who has dabbled in some marketing, you don't do that. They're going to show the replay again. Here's the funny thing. Every time the replay is shown, it looks more and more like it's David Lowry's foul. They just switched angles. I mean, Kazmir wasn't even involved in the play.
Well, that credit Chris Brady for running the floor. Deion Jones misses the pull-up, but Chris Brady runs the floor, is in line for an offensive rebound. Lowry has to push off and get the ball. So credit the Monmouth Hawks for running the floor, getting themselves in position.
So Lowry with those three fouls will have to sit down. Vangelis Bebis will come back in. Steve, I know we're obviously the Monmouth announced team. We're at Iona. They're not happy with that. As Chris Brady makes his first free throw at 1-1. I think it was a pretty obvious call.
Getting the chance to look at the replay six times. I agree. He definitely pushed off, and which helped him get that rebound.
Brady misses his second one. Kofani with a huge offensive rebound. They call a jump ball, and Iona will get it with 4:11 to go. 33-25, 4 minutes 11 seconds to go. A lot of contact on that Kofani rebound, by the way.
Yeah, there was. Kofani did a good job of grabbing that rebound in traffic, but I actually believe that was a good call. He was tied up, jump ball. It's a right call.
I'll tell you, this game, by the way, doesn't have a Sunday afternoon feel to it. This has a Albany MAC tournament kind of feel to
it. Yes, it does.
And after what we've seen through the first 16 minutes, I'll go ahead and say it. Monmouth can play with any team in this league, Steve, and there's no reason that they can't come out and win a game like this. They swing it around the perimeter. Kazmir's long on a three. Deion Jones with the rebound.
It seems like teams that play like Iona are better matchups for the Monmouth Hawks than teams who like to grind it out and really, really guard you.
I agree. Under four to go. Monmouth goes down low. Chris Brady. Brady to the lefty. Jump hook is good. Hawks go up 10, 35-25.
And that's the Monmouth size we're talking about. Again, Iona does not have any size down low. Brady just backs Bebis right down low, puts in the lefty layup. Monmouth up 10.
3 minutes, 25 seconds to go. Monmouth stays in that 2-3 zone. One of the rare times Iona doesn't have five shooters on the floor. They just have three. Amayo has it in the right wing. Dribble handoff to Kashmir. They throw top of the key. English, left wing, Bebis. They spread out the perimeter. Hines throws up to English. English into the lane. Little jump hook is short. Tipped rebound comes down to Chris Brady, playing himself a very good first half. And now Monmouth will slow things down. Under 3 minutes to go, up by 10. Justin Robinson, cross court, finding Max DeLeo as Iona sits in a 2-3 zone. They go back top of the key to Robinson. Iona back to man here now. Robinson around the screen. Pull from three. Straight away. Got it! Bang! Hawks go up 13.
Well, they switched back into man. Robinson got the ball screen. Amayo didn't hedge. He basically stayed where he was. Robinson just raised up, knocked down the pull-up three.
2.5 to go, first half. Monmouth up 38-25. Amayo in the right corner. Drives around Jones. Kicks it out to English on the left wing. Closed out on by Robinson. He throws top of the key to Kazmir with 12 on the clock. Kazmir spins into DeLeo. Has to dribble handoff top of the key to English. Throws it over to Hines. Return pass English. NBA range three. His off the mark. Rebound comes down to Kofani. Good hustle. And then he's fouled by Ryden Hines with 2:06 to go in this first half.
The size and length of Brady and Kofani down low have really made a big difference in this game. When Monmouth goes to that zone, Iona can't get really anything going on inside, and then they're all over the glass as well.
Hawks up 38-25, 2:06 to go in the first half. And Steve, Monmouth shooting 55%. They're hitting their foul shots, and right now they look like a team that is playing its best basketball of the season.
They really do. And how about Iona only having 25 points right now in this first half? We'd have to go back and look to see what's the lowest point total they've had at a halftime right now. I've got to assume it's near this.
They score 80 a game as we go to timeout, and our timeout's presented by Aramark, Monmouth University's official food service provider. 2:06 to go in the first. Monmouth 38, Iona 25. We're back in 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Monmouth 38, Iona 25, 2:06 to go in the first half. Steve Bazaz, Eddie Acapinti with you here. Troy Overby engineering our broadcast this afternoon. Steve, Monmouth off to a 13-point lead late in the first half and doing it, as you said in our open, down low.
Yeah, Monmouth right now plus 10 in rebounds, 19-9. They have 8 offensive rebounds to Iona's 3. Brees Kofani, 8 points, 5 rebounds, including 3 offensive. Chris Brady, 5 points, 5 rebounds, including 2 offensive.
Kofani at the line. He was fouled for a 1-and-1 opportunity before the timeout. His free throw is no good, in and out, as the rebound is pulled down by, we got to go deep into the depth chart here, Christian Durasevich, a graduate student from the Bronx. Amayo driving right at Kofani, and he's fouled at the rim with 1:52 to go. The foul is Kofani's first. A couple of free throws coming for Kelvin Amayo. One quick out-of-town score to get you caught up on. The Monmouth women's team dropped a 62-49 decision to Canisius up in Buffalo earlier in the day. Hawks fall to 9-18 overall and 7-11 in MAC play. How about that, Steve? Iona not hitting from deep, just 3 of 11. So they come down, and Amayo, who's not one of their better outside shooters, but who's one of their more physical players, little one-on-one, just go to the basket, try to get something going.
Yeah, and he went hard to the basket, turned that corner, going to the right hand. Kofani's got to try to not swipe down so violently. I think he can get by just being straight up and using that length.
Amayo short-armed his first free throw. His second one rims out. Andrew Nicholas pulls down the rebound. Monmouth runs it into the front court. 1:47 to go. Robinson right around Amayo to the rim. Good! Robinson taking things over again. Hawks up by 15, Steve.
Iona's defense is just leaves a lot to be desired. Justin Robinson goes from one end of the floor to the other, right down the basket. Kofani does a great job of sealing, so his defender can't help. But it's amazing how Robinson can just go one end of the floor to the other and get a layup.
1:20 to go in the first half. Monmouth with its largest lead of the game, up 40-25. Hawks staying in the 2-3 zone. Kazmir penetrates the zone, and he misses it short. Rebound comes out to Robinson. He wants to push. Robinson with everyone down on him. Now gives it to Nicholas, who picks up his dribble. Throw to Robinson. Reset of the offense with 60 seconds to go in the first half.
Less than a minute.
20 on the shot clock. Robinson's got 12 points in the first half. He's the high man for Monmouth. Just dribbling the ball near midcourt. They're going to let this clock tick down. 45 on the game, 10 on the shot clock. Robinson, a couple of nice moves around Amayo. Tried to throw down low. He lost it. Turned it over. Now Kazmir brings it back. 36 seconds to go, first half. Kazmir hands to English. His three is in and out. Rebound to Kelvin Amayo. Finds a cutting A.J. English, and he is fouled on the way up with 30 seconds to go. Iona wants a goaltend on Kofani. They won't get it. It'll be two free throws coming for English as the foul goes on Andrew Nicholas, his first foul.
Oh, Robinson really wanted that basket bad. He probably over-dribbled a little bit. Ended up losing the ball against Kelvin Amayo. Well, I understand Robinson's playing so well. He wants to try to get a basket there, but coming the other way, Mammoth did a great job of getting back on defense. English missed a shot, offensive rebound, and then he attacks the basket, gets the foul call, but he misses his first foul shot. English has just been really a non-factor in this game so far.
He makes the second one. That's his first point. It's 40-26, so Mammoth will take the final shot, Steve, of this half. 25 seconds to go. Remember, Iona played a late Friday night game up in Poughkeepsie against Marist. They probably didn't win that game as easily as they thought they should have, and they look a little tired here in this first half. But take nothing away from this half that Mammoth's played. They've played phenomenally. Robinson splits a double team. Drive and kick. Colin Stewart, three, off the front iron. Max DeLeo skies for the rebound, but it's tipped out of bounds off of Mammoth. So Iona will have maybe the final shot with 5 seconds to go in the half.
All right, this is a big shot, big possession here for momentum. Stewart gets a wide open one. Robinson did a great job splitting that pick and roll there. Mammoth needs a stop.
Iona inbounds to Amayo. Amayo driving kick. Kazmir's three is short. And that's how the half will end. Mammoth will go into intermission, leading Iona, Steve, the number one team in the MAC, 40-26. What an absolutely impressive opening 20 minutes for the Mammoth Hawks.
Other than the three turnovers Kofani had early on in this half, Brees Kofani has been phenomenal in this game with getting baskets, but also protecting the rim, blocking shots, offensive rebounds. Kofani closed out there at the buzzer on Kazmir, and I think it really affected his shot. Brees Kofani has been everywhere. Also, Chris Brady has done a good job playing his role off the bench. And then what more can you say about Justin Robinson? He's been great.
Steve, I'm trying to find and dig through the Iona game notes to find that the last time Iona scored under 30 points and a half was. It couldn't have been any time recently. We'll take a look at that at halftime. Mammoth 40, Iona 26. We'll take a look at not today's out-of-town scoreboard. This is the only game being played in the MAC. We'll look at yesterday's out-of-town scoreboard as well as first half stats and more. We'll do that with Steve and also our good friend Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press coming up at halftime. Mammoth with a phenomenal opening 20 minutes. Hawks lead by 14. We're back in 2 minutes here on the Shore Sports and Mammoth Digital Network.